Martha Milton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has delivered a written response to Moscow's security demands on Ukraine and NATO, amid worries that Moscow is planning to invade its neighbor. Speaking at a State Department news conference Wednesday, Blinken said U.S. Ambassador to Moscow John Sullivan handed over the response to Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko. Blinken said the response won't be made public because the White House believes, quote, diplomacy has the best chance to succeed if we provide space for confidential talks. The State Department has already warned that Russia's top demands are unacceptable. The U.S. and European allies have promised punishing economic and political sanctions if Russia moves its military into Ukraine. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has decided to retire, according to news accounts in Washington. Breyer has served for 27 years as a consistent liberal voice on the country's highest court. Breyer's retirement. An open seat on the Supreme Court. Former President Donald Trump appointed three conservatives to the court during his four years in office. The appointments tipped the court's ideological balance sharply to the right. In Yemen, forces of Yemen's internationally recognized government and their allies have pushed through the strategic central Marib province, forcing Houthi rebels out of their second largest district, this according to officials on Wednesday. And in Greece, an explosion in central Athens left three people injured and seriously damaged an office block. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States issued an advisory Wednesday warning of the increased risk of conducting business in Myanmar. The warning comes almost a year after a military coup in the Southeast Asian country, which is also known as Burma. The advisory from U.S. State Department warned it was especially risky to be associated with business activity in Myanmar, quote, that could benefit the Burmese military regime. The military removed the democratically elected government in a coup on February 1st of 2021. Since then, the military government has used deadly force on protesters while escalating efforts to wipe out pushback from newly formed militia movements who support ethnic minorities or the democratic government. The advisory was issued after oil companies Chevron and Total Energies said last week that the worsening humanitarian situation prompted them to withdraw from the country. Kurdish forces Wednesday retook full control of a prison in northeast Syria where Islamic State group jihadists had been holed up since attacking it 6 days earlier. The brazen IS jailbreak attempt and ensuing clashes left more than 180 people dead in the jihadists' most high-profile military operation since the loss of their caliphate nearly 3 years ago. The prison was thought to hold around 3,500 IS inmates when the initial attack was first launched January 20th, with explosives-laden vehicles steered by suicide bombers. The Kurdish authorities have insisted no inmates escaped from the compound, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group has said significant numbers were sprung. Human rights organizations said Wednesday that Poland's abortion law has had devastating consequences as news broke of another pregnant mother whose death has been blamed on the near-total ban. The Catholic country had already had one of Europe's most restrictive abortion laws when the Constitutional Court sided with the populist right-wing government to rule that terminations over field effects were unconstitutional. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, the World Organization Against Torture, and several other groups released the joint statement a year after the new restrictions came into effect. And Ethiopia's cabinet Wednesday approved the lifting of a 6-month state of emergency ahead of its expiration in light of changing security conditions in the country, this according to Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's office. In a statement Wednesday, the statement said, now we have reached a stage where threats can be neutralized through regular law enforcement mechanisms. The cabinet's decision was sent to Parliament for approval. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.